We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
I'm looking for a mom friend that wants to talk about motherhood, parenting, mental health, marriage, friendships, and more. Unfiltered, of course. A mom friend that wants to feel less alone in all of her seasons of life. If this is you, let's be friends. Come on over and listen to Mama Knows wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everybody, thanks for joining us. This is Zach and Laura. This is episode 2 of the 4 Better podcast. We're excited that you're with us. We're still talking about conflict. Today, though, we're talking about how to skydive.
Hey, Zach.
Hi, Laura. I have an important question for you today.
You have an important question for me?
Yeah.
What is it?
How do you like my shirt?
It's better than yesterday's.
Okay, good. Phew.
Okay, so I have a question for you too.
Okay.
So for those of you who don't know, which is probably all of you, Zach has this amazing ability to have these ongoing challenges for himself and goals. And I don't know, usually you've got like 5 going at one time.
Mm-hmm.
What is your current top goal that's on your mind?
Oh, that's a good question. I started off the year with a lot of them. But they've all kind of fallen by the wayside. I'm still chasing a new flossing streak.
Okay, so he's been like seeing how many days in a row have you
flossed? 183.
183?
Days in a row, yeah.
Okay, so little fun fact, are you ready? You don't know this about me. We have one toothbrush in our family.
That is the grossest
Isn't
thing I've
that
ever heard.
Disgusting? But it's an electric toothbrush. Oh, man.
Oh, that doesn't count because you changed the heads?
No.
Oh, man.
Ever since my husband and I started dating and brushing in sin, apparently, we were using one toothbrush. And then my son came along, it's just one toothbrush.
that is the worst.
I'm smiling with beautiful sparkling
teeth.
Yeah,
your two have nice teeth.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. Well, what are we talking about today?
I want to talk about skydiving.
Yeah, that has a lot. Okay. Well, let's talk about it then.
I just want
to remind you that this is a podcast for helping couples. I'm scratching my butt because I have like a what do you call it? Bug bite. I was just camping.
All right. Cool.
He's looking
at
me.
So we're going to edit that in post?
No.
Okay. All right.
Keep going.
All right. Have you ever been skydiving?
No, I attempted once.
What do you mean?
My husband.
Usually when you attempt to skydive, it doesn't end very well.
we paid and we had like, we were all set up to go skydiving and we didn't go. My husband had second degree burns on his legs.
Okay.
And we realized that the pressure of the air on his leg would actually really hurt with the second degree burns.
Okay.
So we decided not to go.
So somehow in the story about skydiving became the second most interesting thing in the story.
True.
Okay. I'll catch up on that later.
Uh-huh.
All right. So I like to talk about skydiving with couples. Rebecca and I learned how to skydive a handful of years ago. It was sort of our thing. In fact, it was one of our little challenges that I took on in a year. I said, I'm going to learn how to skydive this year. And so we did for a while. We did it together. And then she was sort of like, I don't really want to do this anymore. But I was determined to go all the way through the part where you pull your own ripcord.
So, that means you're not like buckled to somebody. You're
right
not
on.
Tandem
so,
diving.
Yeah. Tandem dive is when you have somebody buckled to you. And then when you're learning to skydive, you have to do this static line. So it's a line that's attached to the plane so that when you fall, it pulls a ripcord for you. You don't have that job.
Okay.
Until you learn some of the other skills, like how to land and how to flatten out and all that other stuff. Well, I really wanted to pull my own ripcord. So I went through all the training until I finally got to that level. And it was amazing. Like it's one of the coolest things. They call it saving your own life.
The pulling the ripcord.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So, but when I talk about it with couples, I think about this very specific place where we learned how to dive, which was,
dive with a V.
Dive. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there in the field where we landed, there was, a giant X and you're trying to land it as close as you could to this X. And it was surrounded by mostly pasture. And then there was a barn in the field. But when on the day when you did your own jump, they basically said you have two rules. Two, only two.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, when they teach you how to golf, like the whole thing is you only teach one skill at a time
because
you learn too many and they fall out of your head. So that's good. They only give you two. Mm-hmm. What were they?
Well, you can imagine the first one.
Pull your ripcord.
Exactly.
That's a good one.
So when you're in the air and you're sort of overcome with the gravity and you're like, and you're falling and it's loud and there is that pressure that you were describing, you can stop that by just pulling the cord and then letting your parachute unfold above you. And then it's really one of the coolest things. You're just looking around. It's so quiet.
Wow.
It's like so silent.
Yeah.
And then you can see for miles and miles and miles, like your perspective changes a ton. The second rule, can you guess?
I mean, here's the thing. I can't imagine like after pulling a ripcord, what that only that one number two rule would be.
The second rule is, don't look at the barn. Remember I told you there's a barn in the field?
Okay.
Apparently, and unfortunately I avoided this mistake, but if you look at the barn, you're likely to hit it. Because your body moves and gravitates toward the thing that you're looking at. So
yes.
It was like orient to the X in the field.
Yes.
So I love teaching that to couples.
Yeah. I 100%. You're like, and that's what I tell
that's
them.
That's the end of my story.
Yeah. So they, when they're done, they're like, well, so we just learned how Zach learned how to skydive. Thank you so much for the afternoon.
Right on. Yeah.
So when I
played.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
I played a lot of sports growing up, and the whole idea was that any sport I was playing, whether it be basketball or volleyball or softball, or I was throwing a ball or hitting a ball, you always finish at where you want, and you always look at where you want your ball to go. Mm-hmm. Mostly like with softball, right? So if you're throwing, you look at the where you want it to go, and that's where it ends up. And same thing with like golf, and you finish at the hole, whatever it might be. So it makes perfect sense that you would avoid looking at the barn
mm-hmm.
unless you really want to hit that barn.
I saw somebody hit the barn once.
No,
it's not pretty. It's you're at that point, you're going slow enough, but it is
painful,
traumatic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Woof. Okay. Are you going to draw like a correlation between why you're teaching couples?
I'm so glad you asked. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah,
totally. I think couples need to have two primary skills in the midst of conflict, especially conflict that gets escalated. So if you think about conflict as an escalation in the relationship, it's almost like that first feeling of jumping out of the plane where you're just really under the sway of gravity. It's loud. There's lots of pressure. You can't quite think clearly.
Yes.
You're just sort of hurtling towards something violent.
Okay. Not a lot of control at all.
Yeah. Right? And this happens for couples, right? This is the kind of conflict that you just feel like, what happened? Like, how did we get here?
Yeah.
It feels dangerous.
Yeah.
The number one skill, the number one rule in that case is pull the ripcord. You got to find a way out of that.
Yeah.
Loudness, out of that pressure. Uh-huh. It might be time out.
Uh-huh.
It might be just taking a break. It might be going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I had this
which by the way is like a lot of people think you shouldn't sleep when you're in the midst of conflict.
I'm like, go to bed.
Go to bed. Yeah. Just pull that freaking ripcord over your eyes and go sleepy time.
Yeah. I had one couple, they were a big, they loved football, and their whole repair strategy. They also loved alcohol, and they were sort of this like hot, like they would just yell and scream, and they knew they had a problem, but they did love the Seahawks here in town, and they went out one weekend and they bought themselves a bunch of crafts, and they created for themselves a little yellow penalty flags that they had all over their house.
What?
So when they would get into these arguments, the ones that were they knew were going to end badly, either one of them at any time could just throw a flag, and that was their way out. That was their ripcord.
Wow.
And I think couples that can find something, especially something that's unique to them.
Yes.
And honor that.
Yeah.
That is, that's rule number one when you're really grappling with significant conflict.
Is pulling that ripcord.
Yeah.
Finding some way to just like stop.
Some way to the quiet.
Okay. Get some way to the quiet.
To quiet and to perspective and to just calm down, right? Yep. That's the part where you're just gliding down on the under the parachute and you're looking around. You have time to sort of see where you are.
You have more perspective, right?
Right on, yeah. And the second one is this whole notion of don't look at the barn is once you've achieved that quiet, start to focus on the things that are positive and that are healthy and that are helpful in your relationship or in the midst of it. Because that otherwise, if you just focus on the negative thing,
you're going to hit it
and it's going to still be the issue. So, I think don't look at the barn, look at the thing that you both want, which is
the big X.
Yeah.
The landing X.
And I'll call that repair.
Yeah. I love that. It is so hard though, because you notice like oftentimes couples will start off and they'll have a conflict. It's one thing, right? And when you start to spiral and you're feeling that weight, that gravity, and you're just like so immersed in it, it's so easy to start pulling on. And then you did this, and then you did this, and you're just pulling everything out. I think that, you know, you call it kitchen sinking or something, but it's more like focus on the positive. Focus on what is it that you really do love and appreciate about your partner and having a little bit of grace. I love that. Mm-hmm. So let's just review. So the first one was pulling the ripcord.
Yep. Finding a way out of the sort of the churn of the moment and just getting to the place of quiet reflection.
Yeah. And then the second one.
When you're reflecting, reflect on the things, reflect on where you want to go.
Okay.
Not on the thing that you want to avoid.
Boom. Reflect on where you want to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's the walk away. Those are the two things that you want folks to take away from this with conflict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
And now also the skydiving.
Yeah. And skydiving. It's totally a worthwhile thing to learn how to do for sure.
Skydiving?
I think so.
Man. I'll tell you when we're off why my husband had second degree burns on his legs.
Can't wait to hear.
It involved fire, just in case you were wondering.
Whoa, mind blown. I like to watch or listen to Star Talk Radio with Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's really fun. He always says the same thing at the end. He says, just remember, keep looking up. We need one of those too.
A punchline?
Yeah. Little sign-off phrase.
All right, I like that. And I will say that unless you want to hear more weird stories that you're not quite sure what the connection is, you can go ahead and email us at info@forbetter.us and give us some tips as to what you'd like us to talk about. So until then, Zach's going to sign off and...
Keep looking up. Don't look at the barn.
Don't look at the barn. All right. See you later, Zach.
Bye.
Hey friends, thanks for listening. So if you found this episode helpful, we would love to hear from you. So please review us on iTunes. And if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, we do have a bucket load of new episodes in store. We just want to make sure that you don't miss one. And if you like this podcast with Zach and me, you're going to love our video series for couples. It's silly, it's fun, it's informative. Just check us out by visiting forbetter.us. That's forbetter.us to get our 4-part video series for free. And just wanted to thank you all for your time, your attention, and mostly your energy that you're putting toward investing in your relationship for better.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.